This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. President Ramchandra Portal summons Federal Parliament session on 25th of April. Government urges agitating teachers to return to classroom. Medical Education Commission forms task force to review MBBS and BDS seats in private medical colleges and their fee structure. Task force to give suggestions within 10 days. Four sections of damaged roads on BP Highway to be reconstructed. Government ensures 8.5 million rupees budget for reconstruction. And China says not afraid to fight trade war with US. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Portal has summoned the session of both houses of the Federal Parliament. On the recommendation of the Council of Ministers, the President has convened a session of the Federal Parliament to be held at the International Conference Centre, New Baneshwar at 1 p.m. on the 25th of April. According to a press release issued today by the spokesperson at the office of the President, Sailaja Regmi Bhattarai, President Portal has summoned the Parliament session on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. The government has urged the agitating teachers to return to their classrooms. Minister for Education and Science and Technology, Bidya Bhattarai, said the government has decided to summon the session of the Federal Parliament on the 25th of April for the purpose of passing the school education bill. Minister Bhattarai said that the government was sensitive to address the demands raised by the Nepal Teachers Federation. A meeting of the Council of Ministers on Tuesday urged the teachers to postpone the protest programs and return to the workplace, taking on consideration the time of students' enrollment, SEE answer sheet checking, and national examination of grade 12. The 18th meeting of the Medical Education Commission, chaired by Prime Minister and Chairperson of the Medical Education Commission, K.P. Sharma Oli, today formed an 11-member task force to review the number of MBBS and BDS seats in private medical colleges and their fee structures. The meeting, held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singhadarbar today, assigned the responsibility of coordinator of the task force to the secretary at the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology, Dr. Deepak Kafle. The commission has asked the task force to submit suggestions within 10 days. The Association of Private Medical and Dental Colleges had drawn the government's attention to the difficulty in providing subsistence allowance to the resident doctors at par with the government. The reconstruction of the road section of the BP Highway damaged by the Roshi River flood in the second week of last October is underway. The Division Road Office, Bhaktapura, has stated that the damaged road along the highway from Chowki Dara in Namabuddha municipality of Kabre Palanchok to Barkhe Khola in Sindhuli will be reconstructed in four sections. Division Chief Senior Divisional Engineer Suman Yogesh said a budget commitment of 8.5 billion rupees has been received from the government of Nepal for the reconstruction of the damaged road section of BP Highway. According to the office, three of the damaged road sections will be reconstructed at the cost of the government of Nepal. The office also stated that a request has been made to the government of Japan for the reconstruction of one such section. The ruling party CPN-UML has submitted its thematic suggestions to Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli for the policy programs and budget for the upcoming fiscal year. CPN-UML General Secretary Shankar Pokhrel and other leaders handed over the suggestion letter to Prime Minister and Party Chairperson Oli at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Simhadarbar today. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli expressed the belief that the suggestions made by a party like UML would be useful for formulating the government's policies and programs and the budget for the upcoming fiscal year. The Supreme Court has ordered to close the brick kilns operating in Patkal municipality. The apex court has ordered the closure of brick kilns, citing its serious impacts on the environment and public health. Meanwhile, according to a press release issued on Tuesday, Patkal municipality has adopted a policy to promote industries, including brick kilns, in a corrective manner by formulating an environmental policy. At present, 8 brick kilns are in operation in Patkal. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break. Videsh gaye padi chinta ki na karne Nepal Telecom ko international roaming lene jaha bhaye pani paunu ho sami sangai call gardens data chalaunus sansar bhari sajilai Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna *14*#dial gari wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknu huncha Nepal Telecom rashtrako sanchar. Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak has directed the police administration to conduct an investigation to find the facts and truth in connection with the death of 24-year-old Anandi Devi Sadaya of Jagatpur, Navarajpur Rural Municipality in Sirahat District. According to the Home Ministry Secretariat, Home Minister Lekhak expressed serious concern over the incident and called Inspector General of Police Deepak Thapa, directing him to investigate the facts regarding the incident. Sadaya, who was sexually assaulted some 4 months ago, was found dead at her home on Tuesday. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. China warned Wednesday it was not afraid to fight a trade war with the United States and reiterated calls for dialogue after US President Donald Trump said it was up to Beijing to come to the negotiating table. The AFP news agency cited Foreign Ministry spokesperson Li Jiang as saying if the US really wants to resolve the issue through dialogue and negotiation, it should stop exerting extreme pressure, stop threatening and blackmailing, and talk to China based on equality, respect, and mutual benefit. This year, Trump has imposed an additional 145% tariff on many goods from China, stacking atop duties from previous administrations. Years of negotiations culminated early Wednesday with countries agreeing the text of a landmark accord on how to tackle future pandemics aimed at avoiding a repeat of the mistakes made during the COVID-19 crisis. According to the AFP News Agency, after more than 3 years of talks and one last marathon session, weary delegates at the World Health Organization's headquarters sealed the deal at around 2 a.m. Wednesday. The final stretch of negotiations also took place with cuts to U.S. foreign aid spending and threatened tariffs on pharmaceuticals casting a shadow over the talks. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Koshi province and the hilly regions of the rest of the country and mainly fair in rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Koshi province and hilly region of Bagmati, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces. There are also chances of light rainfall or snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Porwal summons federal parliament session on 25th of April. Government urges agitating teachers to return to classroom. Medical Education Commission forms task force to review MBBS and BDS seats in private medical colleges and their fee structure. Task force to give suggestions within 10 days. For sections of damaged roads on BP Highway to be reconstructed. Government ensures 8.5 billion rupees budget for reconstruction. And China says not afraid to fight trade war with US. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.